ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
A large selection, quality just for you.
It would be stretching it to say it might as well be spring, but at Hills, winter is definitely on the way out, because right now is when Hills makes room for spring. Right now is Hills' winter inventory clearance, with lots of price reductions on end-of-season merchandise, big reductions, and more big reductions until the goods are gone. End-of-season merchandise in many departments priced to clear out, and there's still plenty of winter season left outside. So now's the time to save at Hills' winter inventory clearance. Big price reductions off Hill's everyday low prices. And that's saying something. That's saying
Hill's is the low-cost living, anti-inflation department store.
Shop Hill's at many locations, including 17 stores in the tri-state area alone, open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., 9:31 in the morning right now. You got your pencil and piece of paper handy? All right, boy, you're as bad as I am, you know. I'll give you the numbers in just a minute then. Let's go through the weather. We have a blizzard warning for this afternoon and tonight. Snow up to 4 inches by this evening. Becoming very windy and sharply colder this afternoon with blowing and drifting snow. We're going to have a blizzard this afternoon. And don't let these warm temperatures fool you now. It is coming. Temperatures should be at or below zero by late afternoon. Wind chill factors below 50 below zero. An occasional snow tonight and tomorrow. Bitter cold temperatures. Low tonight 10 below. High tomorrow 2 below. The high tomorrow 2 below. Chance of snow 100% today. 80% tonight. 70% chance tomorrow. At the airport. Now listen to this. This is really crazy. 32 degrees at the airport. 34 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh, wind southwest at 15, humidity 51%. It is almost balmy out there, and it is really the lull before the storm. We just talked to Dr. McIntyre. He's about 20 miles north of New York City with Columbia University, and he says that there are small pockets or cells of warm air that are in between the waves of cold air that are coming at us right now, and he said this is indeed the lull before the storm. Now, the extended outlook, bitter cold, some snow likely Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but with slowly moderating temperatures throughout the period. The lows will range from between 5 and 15 below Sunday to between 0 and 10 above Tuesday. The highs will range from 0 to 10 above Sunday to 15 to 20 above by Tuesday, but that's not going to do us any good for a while. Let's see. Westmoreland County Community College closed at noon today until Monday, till Monday morning. Closed from noon today until Monday morning, Westmoreland County Community College. Just got that information in. Now, here we go with these new hotline numbers for Butler County.
Sunday.
281-1100. I just did that wrong. Boy, is that dumb. Scratch that. It is 282-1100. 282-1100 in Butler County, or 282-3008. 282-3008. That's Butler County. In Greene County, in case you have an emergency in a heating or a fuel situation, I can't read. I look right at it and it doesn't come out right. 627-9736. This is for Greene County. 627-9736 or 627-6302. 627-6302. If you're a low-income family and you have a furnace problem, call 471-5659 in Pittsburgh. 471-5659. Okay, we have a list of emergency numbers that we've been through a number of times this morning. Art Palin will give this list again sometime between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning. Other than that, it's just a cold, old day. Wow.
KDKA Pittsburgh.
Now, when we say cold, old day, we don't mean right now. We mean it's coming. It's 34 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh, but it should be at zero or below zero by late this afternoon.
And call the people in your organization. Give them another phone number or two or three to call to try to get to those folks if you have a cancellation. If it's a youth group, or like there was a call from St. John's Youth Group, they're canceling an all-night bowling. That type of thing, or if you have some function that is scheduled today, get in touch with the people yourself, because of the flood of calls to the station for the cancellation of most events in and around Pittsburgh in the four-county area, we ask that you only call cancellations of major importance involving a sizable amount of people. Interorganizational phone chains can work well in situations such as these, where one your heating problem because of the bad weather can call the emergency hotline at 222-8970. That's Washington County, 222-8970. The task force is also asking Washington County families to take in persons who have to leave their homes because of the lack of heat or some other situation. Now, the task force is coordinating that effort at the hotline number. Let's see, that number is 222-8970. Some other numbers for Washington County, 228-2352, 228-5932, 228-5056, 228-2079. Now, in Beaver County, fuel problems or heating concerns, here's the number, 774-1049. In Fayette County, 437-4525. In Westmoreland County, 836-2601 during the day. And after 5 o'clock, call the state police at 834-4400 and they'll help you out. Pittsburgh emergency number is 471-5659. That's the Pittsburgh emergency number. If you have Columbia Gas problems, consult your telephone directory or a local Columbia Gas Company emergency number. You can find that in the directory. Now, if you have people's gas problems, call the local people's emergency number. You'll find that in the book. If you have Equitable gas problems, special hotline number is 281-6660. Duquesne Light problems can be handled at these areas in the Pittsburgh area, 456-4000. East Pittsburgh, rather East Suburban area, is 664-1210. Beaver area, 728-1100. And in Armstrong County, fuel and oil shortages, they have this number, 542-2711. Extension 243 or 235. Now, the cold line number, or the hotline, whatever you want to call it, Allegheny County is 355-5254. Clarion County, 226-7480. Or you can call 911 after 5 o'clock, also on the weekends. Keep your fingers crossed, too.
All of our commercial customers to voluntarily close at noon today and remain closed throughout the weekend. Now, these customers would include such establishments as bowling alleys, office buildings, retail stores, bars, restaurants, and theaters. We're asking them to turn their thermostats back to minimum levels to prevent facilities from freezing and take whatever other steps are possible to reduce natural gas consumption before closing. We're also reinforcing our appeal to the residential and human needs customers. And I would like to define what human needs customers are. These are customers that have facilities where people live, such as hotels and residential homes. We're asking this group of people to turn thermostats down as low as possible, below 65 degrees during the day, and even lower at night, and take whatever other measures are necessary to reduce gas consumption. The weather conditions and temperatures that are in the forecast will make this an extremely critical weekend. We're anticipating temperatures between minus 10 and minus 20 degrees tonight and Saturday night through the early part of Sunday. And we're asking for everyone's cooperation to help us maintain service throughout the state.
Again, that was Don Blosch, the district manager for Columbia Gas Company of Pennsylvania. Again, he is asking all commercial customers of Columbia Gas to close down voluntarily at noon today and stay that way throughout the weekend to conserve natural gas. He said that even includes office buildings, even big office buildings. And Don Blosch also said, not in that statement, but he told me on the phone just a few minutes ago, that Columbia Gas does have the authority to shut off gas completely to those people who do not comply with this request, particularly in areas of the Columbia Gas system that are in most critical need. And he says they, Columbia Gas, will use that authority if it feels necessary. And that's the latest story.
Thank you, David.
Keep your eyes open, Pittsburgh. Repco Optical Centers are here.
For yourself.
Now, let's see, the Allegheny County hotline or cold line number is 355-5254. In Clarion County, it is 226-7480. Or after 5 p.m. and on the weekend, you dial 911. Now, for Butler County, the hotline number for fuel problems, in case you're out of fuel or in case there would be an insufficient gas to come into the house, so the pilot light would go out, or if you have any fuel problems, here's the number in Butler County, 282-1100, 282-1100, or 282-3008. Now, in Greene County, the emergency numbers in Greene County, 627-9736. 627-9736 or 627-6302, 627-6302. Now, for Pittsburgh residents, if there's a low-income furnace problem, here's the number, 471-5659. These are numbers that pertain to your area. Jot them down. Maybe you don't need them right now, but rather than, you can always throw the paper away, you know. Jot it down, and then keep it near your phone in case there would be an emergency so you could call. The Washington County Commissioners have set up an emergency task force. And the number, the emergency hotline number out there is, in Washington County, is 222-8970. 222-8970. Beaver County, fuel problems and heating concerns, 774-1049. 774-1049. In Fayette County, 437-4525. Westmoreland County, 836-2601. You got them? We'll be repeating these throughout the day, right here on KDKA. When they'll be open. All federal offices will be closed at noon today, not knowing when they'll be reopened.
What do you look like?
It is 456-4000. In the East Suburban area, 664-1210. Beaver area, 728-1100. Boy, I hope you don't have to use these numbers, but have them handy in case you do. Equitable Gas, the special hotline number for Equitable Gas, is 281-6660. Also, a number that answers 24 hours a day is 471-7600. And for People's Gas, you can look in your local directory and you can call your local People's Emergency number, finding it in the directory. And Columbia Gas has a local number for your particular area. If you look in the directory, you'll find it. Now, here are some additional emergency action telephone numbers. The suggestion has been made many, many times. If they're in an area where there is a possibility of flooding, there is a probability of flooding this year. And to get flood insurance in advance of the flood, of course. The Pittsburgh Area Low Income Furnace Problems number is 471-5659. And the Federal Flood Insurance Information number, the local number, is 261-5335. Also, check with your own insurance man who can help you out. The Federal Flood Insurance number in Philadelphia, a toll-free number, is 800-462-2870. There we have the numbers for you. I hope you don't have to use them, but in case you do, you have them handy. Today near zero. That's the high. Low tonight from 10 to 15 below zero. And high tomorrow of 0 to 5. And right now it's 11 at the airport, and that's minus 11 at the airport, minus 8 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh. Al Stewart, Year of the Oat. Tomorrow, bitter cold and windy, with a 30% chance of scattered snow flurries through tomorrow. The high today, zero. Low tonight from 10 to 15 below. The high tomorrow, 0 to 5. At Greater Pittsburgh International Airport, 8 below. The winds are southwest at 18, gusting to 29. Downtown at Gateway Center, 7 degrees below zero. Today is a good day to spend in the house, looking for ways to save heat. Weather-strip doors and windows, turn down the hot water heater, and close off rooms you don't need to use this weekend. It's currently 8 below in Pittsburgh. This has been the KDKA 10 a.m. report. I'm Bob Kometz, KDKA News.
Larry Bird!
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.